Well, we were just going to go into the process of original thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
Everything that, whether you are engaging in creation by default, which is what we stamp you with, Bob, deliciously, all right, or you come up with an original thought, sometimes the contemplation of necessity being the mother of invention, you know, who woke up one day and said, let's have a pea pod that we can walk around with. Someone thought of that. Or wait, let's have a computer box that you can sit on a desk or just under a desk and you can access a World Wide Web. All these different processes are original thought. And then it got cleaned up when you're talking about original oil works of art. Okay? That's original art work. Well, the point is these things inside you coming back. Now, we'd say they are original, but maybe not necessarily original to you. Because you got to recall, as the guff gets larger and larger and larger, all these unrealized creations of these gods, little men croaking, taking their unrealized creations to the guff, that's why the little fellas coming forth can program your IR remote controls. And you don't have a clue what an IR remote control is, and yet your five-year-old can reprogram it should it fall out of sync with your box. That increase becomes a compounding, capitulated knowing, which humans draw from. Some of it call it inspiration. Some of it call it kismet. Some people call it watching Oprah, Oprah Winfrey. You know, it's ridiculous, but it is, it is. But then just the very idea of hanging lusters from a candle-lit light fixture in the creation of a chandelier so that it would magnify the light, and the opalescence of lighting of a dim room had to originally come, okay? So there is absolutely abstract original thought in the contemplation of your desires, okay? So you don't have to invent a calculator to make a known calculator smaller. And yet that would be an original thought or an original creation.